The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by BitBash. BitBash, Chicago's interactive arts festival, is back with a vengeance on August 22nd. Go to www.bitbashchicago.com and use the promo code PODCAST10 for 10% off your ticket.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you haven't listened to the podcast before, here's what's going on. Months back, I fell through a magical portal behind a Burger King into the magical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal, I think, from the Burger King, and I use that to host a weekly podcast here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my guests, Chunt, the Talking Badger.
Hello.
And Usidore.
I am Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as
Feline Zelig.
The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gesmanus Mesar. And there may be other secret names you do not know yet. And Arnold, you did not give your complete backstory.
What did I forget? I've been here so long, I might be forgetting.
The part where you made love to a gremlin that looked like your wife.
Well, yeah, you fucked a memory gremlin.
I did. First of all, I did not fuck a memory gremlin. I thought a memory.
Yes, you did.
I thought a
you
memory.
Absolutely did.
A memory gremlin tricked me into thinking that she was my wife, and I did spend a romantic evening with that memory gremlin.
I went to Skur this week, and I told everybody.
Oh.
I was like, the funniest thing happened in Hogsface. Arnold had sex with memory gremlin. It looked like Sarah.
Yeah, I've decided to just not feel bad about it. I'm sure there's going to come a time I'm going to have to explain this to my wife. But you know what? Mistakes happen.
I don't imagine she'll be too worried.
I mean, it'll probably take a while for her to understand really what happened.
Oh, she's moved on. She's moved on.
Yes, moved on with her life, and I don't think she's going to be too worried about what you've done here. For she's happy, and she's surely dating someone else, perhaps even engaged by now.
How fast do relationships move on in Foon? It's been less than half a year.
Well, I mean, in Foon, I don't know how it is on Earth, but anytime somebody fucks a memory gremlin, that's pretty much the end of a relationship. You know, the other day, Usidore and I killed a goat, and we conjured up a picture of Smash Mouth.
That was a waste.
Right.
Yikes.
What a waste of a
Yikes.
Goat. Why?
Yikes.
That goat should
yes.
not... That
What's
goat died
that facial
in vain.
Hair? What is that facial hair?
I tried to resurrect the goat because I felt guilty.
I know.
It
That's
was
the worst reason
pretty.
A goat has ever died.
You know,
died.
Somebody once told me that Arnie fucked a memory gremlin. Sorry for the weird emphasis on
I magically looked at
Wait,
that.
Why did you say it like that? Are you all right?
I don't know. I started to say somebody once told me that you fucked a memory gremlin, and for whatever reason I said somebody once told me.
Well, when we looked at this magical image, we started getting more than just the image. We started getting certain feelings and mm-hmm. thoughts and words appearing in our heads, and I looked at that terrible picture of them, and I thought, all that glitters is not gold.
Yeah, it's had a profound effect on us.
Wow.
I
don't remember enough about Smash Mouth to participate in this conversation.
Trust me, there are strange things running through our brains.
Isn't that your wife's favorite band?
And you that is
And you
it,
don't
yes.
know enough? I mean, you answered your own question about relationships.
No, that is true.
You don't
I'm
know
not,
your...
I am
what
not
an embarrassment.
I am personally not a huge Smash Mouth fan, but it is true. My wife, Sarah Maher, her real favorite band is Smash Mouth. And if you are out there, Sarah...
Or Smash Mouth...
Wait, for the first time in forever, he's about to... Go ahead.
Well, I actually got distracted. If you're out there, Smash Mouth.
Yes, this is far more important.
Send us an email at magictavern@puppies.supplies and help me get in touch with my wife. She would be very... I mean, I feel like she would take the news best from Smash Mouth.
In your world, is Smash Mouth someone who would talk to you?
I don't know. I mean, I would say no, but they're getting
Somebody
close.
Once told her husband had sex with a memory gremlin.
Usidore, you're becoming almost like a shock jock.
What do you mean by that?
I don't. It's Earth stuff. I don't want to explain Earth
no,
stuff.
No, that tells.
We will do an Earth stuff episode sometime soon, I promise.
That's so cold. What the fuck is that?
Greetings, walkers in the realm of Hog's Face.
Name thyself, demon. What be thy form?
Name have I not. Gaswanus Maesar.
He's from the northeast.
Some of us are. We are from many realms, but we walk as one.
I don't understand.
He smells like he's dead.
He looks like he's dead.
This is the darkest of omens. A soul walker here amongst us at the tavern.
Soul walker? It sounds like a Rutger Hauer movie or something.
Unwed mothers! Hide yourselves away!
Arnie, is this your guest for this week?
I didn't have a guest for this week. I was going to do an Earth Stuff episode, but I guess...
Don't be rude. Interview him.
Tell me your purpose in being here, foul creature.
No purpose greater than to learn of your doings. Here, Arnie Camps.
Whoa, he knows my name.
It even sounds dumb when he says it, and his voice is awesome.
Yes, his voice is awesome. Arnie Camp.
Okay, Soulwalker. What is? Can I call you anything else besides Soulwalker?
We are the Soulwalker. We were resurrected by the necromancers of the Dark One.
No, you see, a Soulwalker is a corpse that is filled with the souls of many beings. There could be upwards of 7 souls in there.
There are 13.
Or maybe like a dozen, I don't know.
13 is more than
a
dozen.
That's what we call in Foon a baker's dozen.
Yes, do you have a baker's dozen?
We do have a baker's dozen.
We also in Foon we have a phrase, we say spiced potato, spiced potato. It's kind of like it's the same thing.
No, we don't have that
spiced
expression.
Spiced potato, spiced potato, because it's
that's
people
whole,
pronounce.
There's a soul walker here.
It started with 7, but did not take. More had to be added to give me life.
Well, you see, the necromancers of the Dark Lord, they've created something more evil than even the most evil creature that I have ever seen. Oh, that I could cast thee out of here right now. Fear the power of light and shadow. I cast Falichin Kala upon Tan.
Agroth on Margaroth.
Usador's mouth is sewn shut.
This is the best guest we've ever had.
Think before you speak to us, Yannick. We are armed with the spells of the Dark One. We speak with one voice, one at a time.
Does that mean that when one of you talks, you all talk? No matter what you're doing?
We take turns word by word.
Oh, the 13 people inside you. I'm sorry.
Yes.
So wait, there are 13 ghosts inside of you?
That is one way of putting it.
It's like the 13 ghosts of Scooby-Doo. I'm trying to remember.
Here, yeah. I'm going to take this knife. It's going to hurt, but I'm just going to...
That's going to sting.
Is that a laugh?
They laugh one heart at a time.
They laugh one ha at a time. So, you know, in my world, there's actually like an improv exercise. This is sort of like
where each
person has to just say one word at a time. And it's very difficult to pull off.
It is. What makes it work is listening.
Can we give you the title of a story and the 13 souls inside you have to create a story one word at a time?
That is an interesting challenge. It's not what you say, but the gifts you give the fellow souls that count. I am not here to spin tales. You have spoken the name of the Dark One.
That was probably Arnie.
No, that was Usador. You said his name.
You would have come to Rome.
His ears, his mind, his eyes are bent on you, walker between the worlds.
Oh, you knew it! Yes, you see, I told you long ago.
Look, I'm just...
Oh, thank God, he just wants Arnie.
No, but guys, come on!
Take him,
buddy,
take him, take him!
No, let go, let go! Look,
See you here.
Look, come on. We got to work together.
Maybe we can defeat him. Look, in my world.
Let's huddle up, huddle up.
Okay, yeah. Huddle. Let's huddle up.
Give us a huddle.
Okay, so in my world, there's an improv exercise that this is kind of like, where it's one word at a time.
I'm already bored.
We have to.
Wait, he's in the huddle.
Hello.
All right. Well, go ahead and say it.
Okay, so in my world, like, if we can convince one of these spirits to be just kind of a dick and always, like, throw it off and just, like, not participate and just, like, throw in a word that doesn't really make sense with the sentence, maybe it'll, like, just throw off the whole inner workings of all the ghosts inside him.
Why would somebody do that? Wouldn't they want to feed into the story?
I don't know.
Disgruntled spirits, mastered by the necromancers of the Dark Lord, dost thou wish any freedom to speak thine own words and not be the mouthpiece of another?
We have never known true freedom till we were free from death by the Dark Lord.
Okay, hello again. Hello.
I don't think he was done.
Is where listening comes in handy.
What about?
Knowing where to stop is just as important as knowing when to begin.
That's true.
A lesson you could learn well.
I mean, he has a point. He's worse with the Dark Lord, but you did cut him off.
I thought he was saying that it wasn't going to work, and then no one was going to help. I thought Arnie's plan was stupid.
Fine. Oh, well, why don't we go ahead and interview him a little bit more? So, Soulwalker, who are these 13 souls that make you up?
The souls of those who served the Dark One in life, and in return were granted the gift of immortality to dwell forever in waking death within this shell.
Tell us about maybe your favorite of the souls, like a little bio or something about, or maybe how they died or something.
Hard to pick favorites, yet let one come forth. I speak now as myself. My name was Crispix.
Crispix?
I was a troubadour in the realm of Grimfallen, always second best was I, until I pledged myself to the Dark One. He gave me the power to play music so beautifully that I became the most wondrous in the realm.
Is that useful to the Dark Lord?
Would you play like the fiddle, or what was like your...
I played the Rimhorn.
Oh, okay.
Rimhorn.
Sounds kind of dirty.
You need a very tight embouchure in order to play the rim horn correctly.
Is an embouchure like a butthole, or what's a embouchure?
I suppose a butthole has an embouchure all its own.
I see. So you got, like, employed as a... You got, like, a rim job, basically.
Yes. I was given a rim job.
Oh, this guy's a pervert. Bring forward another one. This guy's
I didn't have questions, but...
He was being a pervert.
No, that's fair. Well,
and that's coming from me. That's coming from me.
Hello, I was called Jorix.
Oh, this guy seems fun as hell.
I loved a woman who did not love me back. I can tell from your faces you've been there.
Yes, no, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, sure.
The Dark One gave me glamours to seduce her, and in return, all I had to give him was our firstborn.
Oh, that's
not so bad.
No, that is bad.
Considering the death rate, I mean, crapshoot anyway.
It was basically nothing.
Yeah.
And furthermore, the gift of immortality here within this Soulwalker corpse.
All right, I've slipped a rock into the Soulwalker's pocket. Yeah, it's a magical rock.
These rocks don't do anything. I've seen you actually do magic, but I don't understand your obsession with these rocks.
The rocks will pull the souls out and separate the monster back into the separate. Just keep it talking.
Do you usually call yourself we, or do you call yourself Soulwalker? Like, is it, do you...
We normally call ourselves we.
Gotcha. Okay.
We're really not getting the most useful of information. We can get more information about the Dark Lord.
Will you ask him something? This is your podcast. You ask him something.
We have subsumed and are now as one.
Great, you dick. You made him come back together.
What is the Dark Lord's plan in sending you here? What is his dark purpose? What does he hope to learn from Arnie Kneecap?
Merely to offer the gifts that he can extend to such are one as can travel between the realms and his companions.
Let's hear the offer.
Yeah.
Let's
hear
it. It's not going to hurt to hear it.
All right, fine.
One who has traveled so far these rivens between worlds. The Dark One wishes to travel these same roads to spread his influence farther. If he can learn, he will offer you what you desire, your Sarah.
Wow. Is anybody else getting turned on by his voice?
This is not the time.
Just the amateur of his voice is...
It is very powerful. So the Dark Lord is saying that if I can teach him how to travel between worlds, he can give me my wife back. And my whole family?
Of course. Using his necromantic powers,
Wait. He
will dismember the corpses of those who have served him, and with the spells of the Ogshoroths, make a new Sarah for you, greater than she who came before. Yeah, you will forget the one that you knew.
I guess I'm going to...
Can you say Ogshoroths three times fast?
If I do that, a demon will be conjured.
No, don't. Do not.
Let's see where this goes.
No, I don't know.
Ogshoroth.
That's just a little demon with a top hat.
Chunt.
One.
Chunt, stay
two,
away. No.
Three, four.
Oh,
he has four buttholes.
Oh, my goodness.
Give me.
No. All right, look, guys, let's take a quick break. Let's keep Chunt away from this little four butthole demon. And let's get... I need a drink right now.
Hi, it's Otak Barleyfoot from the Vermilion Minotaur. This week's rumor of the week is... The Smoldering Widow is a festering stinkhole who are terrible at both mittens and bone pins. Sorry, Smoldering Widow. If you'd like to hear another rumor, you're going to have to come down to the Vermilion Minotaur and buy yourself or your friend a drink from any of our fine bar staff. The Vermilion Minotaur, right on the Fool's Errand, just at the corner of McShingleshane Forest.
All right, we're back. I don't know what the fuck to do.
We had that whole break to come up with a plan.
We didn't. I just drank. I just drank three meads really fast.
That's too fast. Soulwalker, what does the Dark Lord know of the encroaching void?
He knows the void. He has learned to fear it. He yearns to dominate it. And needs the aid of the powerful. If you would lend your might, Usador, to the Dark One, you would be made rich by his mercy and his gifts.
My power joined with that of the Dark Lord?
That's the first time you've been asked to go on a quest.
Yeah.
Light and shadow, aiding the Dark Lord. Why such a being could create... magical wonders of such strength, unknown power, untold,
think
destructive
of it.
Power.
Yes.
I could become the greatest wizard in all of food.
But wait, Usador, listen to me. Yes, you could join up with the Dark Lord, but you'd probably fuck it up. You would fuck it up.
All right, never mind. I don't want to do it.
Still taking offers. What do you got?
Chunt. Yes.
You're so close to his face right now.
What is it you wish most of all?
10 buttholes.
Chunt.
No. I'd be dumb to do 10. 11. Would that collapse my butt?
Yes, you'd be a disaster.
To become a creature so dense with buttholes would be a thing more whole than creature.
Yeah, you'd be like a sponge.
I don't want to fuck this
These
up.
These are the abominations that please the Dark One.
Chunt, do you have any non-butthole related wishes or dreams or aspirations?
Not really. I mean...
What if you just went back to one? Really... Really go minimal.
Okay, wait. If I had a permanent picture or a permanent painting of Queen Titania, naked, but she's like covered in like she's wet.
Oh.
Like milk or something. What?
So, to clarify, just a picture.
I think
you'll
so.
Join the Dark Lord for this picture?
The power of the Dark One could transform you into anything.
I can already transform into anything.
Provide you with anyone to pleasure yourself upon and thus transform into.
I can do that,
but
too.
But a picture would suffice to please your soul.
I gotta get better for
I don't like that he said pleasure upon. That sounds...
Yes, I
think that's Crispex talking.
They just throw pleasure at you.
Yeah, pleasure.
We do not experience pleasures of the flesh any longer.
Do you have a penis or a vagina?
It withered and desiccated long ago.
Soulwalker, what... I gotta be honest with you. Like, what is the upside? You keep talking about how great it is to be this like living, walking corpse. But honestly, it seems like kind of a raw deal.
It's great.
So S Dub, if I can call you S Dub, what can you let us know? Like, what the Dark Lord is like?
He is darkness incarnate. If you were to see him, he would steal the light from your eyes. It's awesome.
Do you mean light? Such as this, Galeev Lichtenkanner! Look on that light, Soulwalker. Does it burn your eye? Does it burn your souls?
Look at me, he's kind of squinting.
Aragorn, Sinofola.
Krill Steve, Cunning Power!
Sharak Urka, Salamurianakas,
Freshneth, Aqua Fresh, Comedy Stain!
I'm gonna go grab some.
Yeah, they're just gonna.
Rarik Asilaror.
Torem Pontain, Furikul!
Oh man, it's just like people thinking at each other really hard. It's like the end of Dark City.
Here you go, here's me.
Look, Soulwalker, is there anything we can do to stop the Dark Lord? There must be some part of you, some part of your 13 souls, that wants to speak out and give us any kind of clue about how we can stop this.
Arnold, this is the gift that you are supposed to bring to my party.
I think I saw this in an episode of the 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo. It just might work.
What is Scooby-Doo?
Will you join our quest to defeat the Dark Lord?
What is this temptation laid before us?
There must be one of you that just fucking hates your boss.
Yeah, whatever that soul is, like, we'll give that soul
Does one
asylum.
Of you like yeah. spiced potatoes?
Rainbow bowls?
There is none of us that could be dick by...
Oh, there it is.
We are immortal and cannot be taken in by such car.
He said dick and cock. One of the souls.
That's true.
Well done, Arnold.
I bet it's Crispex. I bet it 100 rubies it's Crispex.
I think this idea that Arnold put forth and my rock have turned against this Soulwalker.
It's not the rock.
I'm pretty sure it's the rock.
What could you even offer such a one as us?
Friendship.
Freedom. And or friendship.
Spice potatoes?
Is it friendship or freedom?
Huddle.
If you hello.
Oh, he's in the huddle.
He's in the huddle,
in the huddle again.
It is easy to slip into a huddle.
This is true.
I know, because we're looking at each other. We're not seeing what's going on around us. A huddle is like the most vulnerable position you can be
in. Very true. You know someone's sneaking up at you.
Oh, wait. What would they do in Scooby-Doo in this kind of thing?
They would rip the head off. It would be a mask underneath.
If you rip off a head, it's a mask? I don't think you know how heads and faces work.
It was a...
Once you rip off someone's head, that's not a mask.
Let's try.
You've killed them.
Just carve his head.
Do your thing, Rock.
Go. I took out his head and 12 sprouted.
Oh, it's all his head.
Oh, God. I'm going to put it back on. I'm so sorry.
Tamper not with the delicate spells that hold my body in balance. We free us.
Who is this? Is this Crispix?
No, Crispix is a pervert. This is a different voice. It's a new voice. Who is this? Who are you?
This is a living death. This is a prison.
How can we free you? What can we do?
The rune. that's drawn on the forehead of the soul walker. If you erase it, the spell will be broken. Our souls will return to death.
Oh, quick, here, I'm going to lick my thumb. Just try to...
Before you do, I must tell you the most important...
God damn it. Now there's just this fucking corpse.
Why didn't he say that first?
I know, he did that on purpose.
Guys, good news. Good news.
We defeated a soul walker today.
And there's still a four butthole tiny demon with a top hat.
Wow, we just really went through something. I feel like it would really calm me down to maybe read some emails.
So who's your guest for today?
I didn't have a guest. We were going to talk about Earth stuff.
Wow.
Oh man.
Today was the Earth stuff?
We'll do it eventually.
Well.
Look, maybe while I read some emails here, if you want to email us here at the podcast, you can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. I swear it's a real email address. Here's one I got recently. It's addressed to Carney. It's Carnival. I recently discovered that we are fellow alumni of OU. Go Bobcats. I was curious if there was a bar on Court Street that was similar to the Vermilion Minotaur, as well as what your Athens tavern of choice would be. Eric, master of the house, confounder of variables, thwarter of the mentalists, reverser of baselines, conqueror of Jeff Hill.
I like his name.
Yeah, that's quite a name. Well, you know, Eric, I did go to Ohio University back on Earth. That's where I studied.
Ah, that's what OU stands for.
That's what OU stands for.
I thought he just didn't know all the vowels.
It's true. I would say, I mean, the Vermilion Minotaur, I guess, sort of like the Union.
So there's a Court Street? Is that like a King's Court?
No, it's just a really long street with a lot of bars on it. You guys would love it.
Does the Burger Regent frequent this Court Street?
I don't think so. I mean, I was there a long time ago, and there was no Burger King, mostly just a lot of places to buy bagels. I would say that the Vermilion Minotaur is like a not quite as nice the Union, or it's actually probably like the Smiling Skull Saloon, which is one of my favorite.
Ooh, the Smiling Skull.
I know. Whoa. It's kind of like, it seems like it's going to be scary, but it's cool.
He's done the Chunts Night before.
There's a Smiling Skull here?
Yeah. He tells like just like really positive stories.
He and Open Mike are great friends.
So. Oh, wow. Yeah, Open Mike, who's an Inside Outer, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
I want to check out Open Mic Night sometime.
What about Chunt's Night?
No, not going to happen. Chunt, did you get any emails this week?
I did. Let's see here. This is from Andy Mancini. He says, "Hey, Chunt, I hope you get this email. I guess Arnold must let you use his laptop from time to time. Something's been bugging me, and it's the pun in Chunt's Up With That. What is it? Because Chunt sounds like another word that doesn't really fit in that line anyway. Is there a pun I'm missing? I reckon What's Up Chunt is infinitely better and works on numerous levels." From Andy Mancini. There's no pun. That's just what I say. Yeah, it's chunts,
it's
up,
just
with
chunts
that.
Up with that.
Yeah, there's no...
Yeah.
What's the word he's thinking of?
Yeah, that's not a good one.
I don't know.
Now, Usador, you're on Twitter now, and people can contact you.
Yes, you can twat at me at Usador the Blue. You can also contact me by digging a grave, burying yourself in this grave, and speaking the words of the Pandanomicon backwards, and thinking about how much you hate Spintax.
All of the words from the... like, the whole book?
The whole book backwards.
It's just as good backwards as it is forwards.
I'd just get it's on Twitter. Right. That seems a lot easier.
Oh, also, you can reach me. I forgot to mention, you can reach me at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. And I will only respond to emails with the subject line Smash Mouth.
As always, please write us positive reviews on iTunes. It really helps. People on Earth need to know about this stuff. Clearly, the Dark Lord wants to get to Earth, so the people of Earth need to know more about this. So write us a review on iTunes. Give us a lot of stars. Give it the subject line, Smash Mouth.
I'm going to get a broom and get some of these freed souls off the ceiling.
Oh, yeah. Otak is going to be so pissed at us.
He's going to be very angry.
Really messy.
Let's do a story one word at a time. There.
Once.
Came.
Dick.
Well, that was creepy. Good thing it wasn't real. If it was real, your world's governments would certainly start mucking around in things they shouldn't be mucking around in. What I'm saying is, stay in your own dimension. I mean, our dimension. I mean, there aren't dimensions. Chunt the Badger is a sensitive guy, and he's always played by Adol Refai. Usador the Blue likes to shout with his lung, and he's handily portrayed by the human Matt Young. I can't sustain that any longer. Special guest Ross Bryant played the Soul Walker. Ross will be performing with Improvised Shakespeare at Largo in L.A. September 15th and 16th. You can follow Ross on Twitter at Ross Bryant. And this episode's special cover art was also made by Ross. That way, if acting doesn't pan out, he has another skill to fall back on. Art, that moneymaker. Check out more of Ross's art on Instagram at RossBB. Otak Barleyfoot was played by Nick Bear. This podcast was produced by Ryan DeGiorgi, Evan Jacover, and Arnie Niekamp. In case you're wondering if podcasting is a full-time career, you idiot, Evan and Arnie both spend their days working at Jackbox Games, making party games like Quiplash and Fibbage and Drawful. Get these games on Steam, PS3, PS4, and Xbox One, or simply go to jackboxgames.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and give it a review. Make sure to mention that it's not real. I'm watching you all very closely. To prove my point, which has already been excellently argued, Trisha will now read several of the names of people who gave the podcast 5-star reviews on iTunes. Are you there, Trisha?
Okay, I'll try. I'll do my best. Mishnah 214, Mr. Mystery Von Covington. That's a good one. Tomite. Where is Thera? Where's Thra? Cece Kelly, Rudra Makes Movies, Josh TPR, C. Caldwell 25, I'm Body RTR, Jimmy Jim, BRZ 2099, Bros 2099, TD Sinclair, Shy Guy Freddy, Dusty of Oris, I Like Hyphens. Oh, and it's hyphenated. That's clever. The Token Ginger. Mayor Diddy S. And I can't read the rest of these right now.
Oh, Trisha. I suspect you're going to destroy me. We'll do more of those very soon. All of this creepy, playful, fantastical world-building was brought to you by BitBash via the Chicago Podcast Co-op. Get your tickets to BitBash at 10% off with the promo code PODCAST10 at bitbashchicago.com.